been able to wake up. May His name be praised. I want to pray with you, Heavenly Father, the Father of the living, the great I am. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for your protection and your provisions. We are grateful. Lord, this hour we pray that you will speak to us. Let us as your sheep hear your voice, that we may follow you in eternity. I ask, O Lord, that you will heal us, you will deliver us, you will bless us through your word. Thank you, Abba Father, for an answered prayer in Yahushua's name. Amen. You are all welcome again to this morning CDD devotional. And we are still dealing with the theme for the year, the walking voice. The walking voice. And today happens to be the 9th episode of The Walking Voice. And as we started with the topic under the episode, the into the deep and gets to even know more and study more. Precious people of the way, we are going to look at some benefits of the life of obedience so that you will know the essence why you need to walk in the life of obedience, which is a principle of Eden. Right in the garden, which is the presence of the Most High, two things are clear in His presence: His protection and His provisions. These two things are needed in fulfilling your purpose, in accomplishing your assignment. It is very, very important. So the life of obedience, when you begin to obey, when you live this life, which is a fundamental truth, when it comes to Eden, you are going to enjoy provisions. I've just told you that there is protection and provisions in His presence, the two P's in the P. the two P's, that is protection and provisions, are in the presence of the Lord. But today, I'm dealing with the latter one, the provisions. Because life of obedience, life in the garden, comes with provisions. Provision. It comes first, lest your vision will be useless, it will be a mirage. In fact, you will amount to nothing. You will accomplish nothing without Yahweh's provisions. And these provisions were made available in the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter number 2, when man was put in the garden, in verse 8, when you read verse 9, the Bible says, "And out of the ground the Lord God caused to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Verse 10, "And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads." So right in the garden, provisions were made available. Provisions are made available in His presence in Eden. So the struggle for provisions, divine provision, is a sign of you not being in Eden. They were to dress the garden, they were to keep the garden. And as a gardener, a dresser, you need to water the garden. Yah did not tell Adam, "Go out, go and dig and fetch water and come and water the garden." He made them available. Trees grew from the ground. All the things he needed to fulfill purpose were made available right in Garden of Eden. Precious people of the way, when you start walking in obedience, that is walking with Yahuwah, you live in His presence, you live in Eden, you are in Him, provisions will be made available. He provided. So in the inn, Christ, in the inn, there are provisions. In Eden, there are things you will need which pertains to life and godliness. That which you need to fulfill purpose, to walk with Him, to accomplish your purpose, they have been made available. You see, there are times a thing will be available, but not reachable. When you are in Him, as you grow, the things He have made available, you can now reach out unto them. You can get access. A thing can be available, but you will be denied access. There are things at your disposal as a young lad or a child. They are in the house, in the room with your parents, but you will not be given the authority. It is important for you to understand that Yahweh has made things available. Provisions are there. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter number 1, the verse 3. 2 Peter 1, the verse 3. 2 Peter 1, the verse 3. His divine power has given us everything we need that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So what is available? What has been made available in his presence, which pertains to life and godliness? You can access them through knowledge of him. So knowledge is required in his presence as you live the life of obedience. Because these unsearchable things, these provisions, things that he has made available, they are not accessible to all. The fact that they are in him does not mean that the moment you are in him, you enjoy all. You grow. Activation is very important. And the knowledge of him activates that which you need to use and enjoy. So it is his divine power which has given us all things so that we will lack nothing. Frustration comes in when you have a vision but there is no provisions. You know what you ought to do, but the things you need for you to do them are not available. It becomes a challenge. Your going becomes so tough. People of the way, Abraham is a perfect example that he lived a life of obedience, life of faith. He lived in the presence of the Most High. As he obeyed, provisions were made available. Genesis chapter number 22. Genesis 22. Let's start from the verse 1. And because of time, we are going to jump some verses. And I read. And it came to pass after these things that Yahweh did test Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. So you can even see that instructions comes in parts. After you have obeyed one, he will now tell you what you need to do next before provisions come. He tested him. He said, Take your son, the one you love, carry him to the land of Moriah. I want you to offer him on one of the mountains. But when you get there, before I will tell you of that mountain. Verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which the Lord had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and the knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Where is the object for sacrifice? Verse 8. And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. This is a very, very serious thing to do. Your only son you love. Verse 10. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. This is so, so difficult to obey. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou feared God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for the burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the place that Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. This is an act of obedience. I told you, faith people obey no matter what. And sometimes, after you have obeyed one instruction, he gives you further. You see, Abraham by faith knew that the Lord will provide. But that time he had not seen it. Yet, he obeyed the voice. He took his servants, sat at the back of the ass. Imagine, this is his son, the promised seed. Look at the number of years it took before Sarah gave birth. And I don't even know if he informed Sarah. And you can imagine what Sarah will even say. Promised seed, the only son. And when the Lord also came to Abraham, he told him that, take your only son, your son you love. He did not hide it from Abraham. And go to the land of Moriah. I will show you one of the mountains, but you need to go there first. You see, don't expect even Yahweh to give you further instruction to speak to you if you have not obeyed what he told you yesterday. There is no need for you to ask him to speak to you today if what he told you yesterday, you have not acted on it. This is a life of obedience. when we deal with steps to obedience and the levels of obedience, you will understand. Then he got there. And when he got to the land of Moriah, the Lord now showed him the mountain. And the Bible says it was afar off, very, very far. You can imagine. You are going to offer a sacrifice. And you left your ass and your two servants. Then the Lord now shows you where you are supposed to. And it is far. You have to climb this mountain. It's afar off. You have to go with your son, with the woods. You have to go. You see, you have to go extra miles to obey Yahuwah. The test of faith is a test of obedience. Sometimes the Lord will stretch you. You see, if the place is just Moriah, everybody can get there. But you need to climb the mountain. After you have left your ass and your servants, you have to go extra mile. There are times, after you have obeyed one, that you think you are close to provisions. You think that everything is okay now. Then the Lord now tells you, go extra mile. This is a life of obedience. And it is a life of faith. People of the way, when he got there, the Bible says he now prepared altar, ready to offer his son. But he had already told his son that the Lord will provide. It is by faith. But he had not seen it. And you can imagine his son, tying his son and putting his son on it. Amazing. And he stretched forth his hand to take the knife to slay his son before the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven. You can imagine if Abraham cannot hear the voice, he would have slayed his son. What I mean is, first he got to Moriah, left his sons and asked, the Lord said, you have to go to the mountain. You have to go to extra mile. You have to, it is afar off. Get there, your only son. Offer him. When he was in the act, when he was about to slay before the Lord, the last minute, the last point. Look, if Yahweh is testing you, you answer to the last question. It's not the first question, the, you know, the objectives, then that is all. You will finish with the, how do they call it, the theory or whatever. You will finish to the last question you have to answer. The Lord is not quick in testing you. He will stretch you. That is rare faith. People of faith, they go extra mile to obey Yahuwah. They are actions that does not make sense. You can imagine Sarah would have thought maybe Abraham has now become an occult man. You can imagine his own son, he will look at his father's face and say, ah, perhaps my father is going crazy. He want to kill me. Sometimes it does not make sense to carnal people. When you want to obey, walk in obedience, live in his presence, live in Eden. And the Bible says that he now looked, and when he looked, the Bible says he saw a lamb. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horn. They did not tie it by its neck or its legs. No, by its horn. You should know that this is a supernatural hand. This lamb, you know, did not come there by human effort. And the Bible says, Abraham now said, this place shall be called Jehovah Jireh. You know, a place of obedience, testing, and passing is a place where you will see provisions. You see, there is a place you will get to. There is a level you will get to. Your walk with him, you will get to, and provisions will be made available. You don't beg. You don't chase for a lamb to offer a sacrifice. You don't go and steal. It will be made available by divine hand. At the end of the day, there was provision. Who will leave his lamb on this mountain? And in those days, you can't fasten or tie a lamb by the horn. You know, the lamb they use to offer sacrifice, their horn is very dangerous. It can wound you. It can kill you. And his horn has been tied. His horn has been dealt with. You say, Abraham, you just have to carry the lamb and slaughter the lamb. Because the ticket of the horn has been dealt with. Because the ram was caught in the ticket by his horns. When you are touching it, carrying the provisions, taking them, there will be no harm. If the Lord provides, that thing will not harm you. The Lord bless us, and he add no sorrow to it. You see, anything you receive and it wounds you, hurts you, kill you, destroy your walk with him, it is no provision from above. Na yamanta mabue ni horn, because the horn is the main thing. So when they prepare a lamb, there are special people that handle it in the temple services. But guess what? In this bush on the mountain, they have already dealt with the horn. They have tied it. They caught it by the horn. Listen to me. If Yah provides, if the Lord provides, there will be no harm. There will be no power to hurt you. It will not harm you. Have you seen that people become rich and they die? People receive provision. Many have sold their souls. Many still, as a minister, hold on, go through, finish the test, walk a life of obedience. At the end, he will provide. And that provisions will not hurt you. It is just a matter of time. You are a wife, you are a husband, you are a believer, a businessman, a worker. Just hold on to Yahuwah. Remain in his presence. Remain in Eden. Walk in obedience. Never neglect this principle. And I tell you, at the end, he will provide. He will provide. There are so many things you want to offer to him, and it is the one he gives to you that you can offer. Don't go and offer what Lucifer has given to you unto the Lord. It is abomination. He provided that he will now offer to him. You see, anything of yours that the Lord did not give to you, when you offer a sacrifice, it will be rejected. You don't go to the devil and he gives you a lamb and you now offer to Yahuwah. No. You don't steal and offer to Yahuwah. No. You don't use your own smart way and get some things and offer to Yahuwah. No. In Eden, in his presence, walking in the in obedience, I tell you the truth. He will give to you for you to give back unto him. I'm ending. Remain in him. Be patient enough. Walk with him. Walk with this principle. Live in his presence. Obey him. No matter how he will stretch you, at the end, he will provide. And when he provides, you can offer to the Lord and it will be accepted. May Yahweh bless you. May he keep you. And may he strengthen you. May your week be a week of obedience. And as you walk in obedience, may he provide at the end. May your walk with him never be in vain. What would have happened if Abraham got down and he is having his child is not with him? What will people say? They will mock him. They will insult him. I pray, may you not walk with Yahuwah and go empty-handed. Let Yah provide for you. This week, let doors be open for you in the mighty name of Yahusha. Anything about you that has caused men to mock you, let it be over. Let it be over. And let the power of the enemy be broken in the mighty name of Yahusha HaMashiach, the Son of the Living God. The Lord bless all of you. Take care of yourself. Don't forget the 52 days. And the message will be sent. Please make sure you follow up. Share it, this school of the day, with friends. Do it. If I share the lesson with your family, and your life will never remain the same. Thank you. Take care of yourself.